captains welcoming you aboard Boistra.
We request that all mobile phones and other electronic devices be turned on.
We've been sent here to kick ass and kill toxic masculinity, and we're fresh out of asses.
I'm Cornerstore Poppy.
I'm David Marcus.
I'm Lyle Amalio.
Every week we bring you a discussion on different topics.
So sit back, relax, and take flight.
Boys trip.
Plug yourself, man. What did you do?
First of all, I am Kroger, don't say Kruger. In case you guys didn't know. I'm actually the owner of Extra Tasty Company. I do a lot of different things, but that's pretty much what I'm pushing right now. We're also filming a vlog called The Interesting Life. Me, Hutch the Rad, and Alfred. We're actually starting up a game company. It's called Basement 2.0. So be on the lookout for potential Extra Tasty, Trappy Mills, I Am Kroger, whatever/app game thing coming up. Like, we got a lot of stuff coming. Some merchandise. We're gonna probably start up, I guess, an Etsy or like a website deal. But just be on the lookout for anything Extra Tasty or I Am Kroger. I'm sure I'll be back sometime soon.
You heard that Eminem album?
I heard that it was subpar.
Yeah, I think my feeling, I mean, I skimmed through it, I listened to it kind of, but it seems like a lot of people think it's subpar for how good it could be, but it's above par for what he's been producing recently. It's like a lot better than his recent stuff, but yeah.
Yeah, I mean, M's always kind of suffered from like whack-ass beat choices, you know? Like, yeah.
Well, Dr. Dre produced this with him. Not that it means the beat.
Here's the thing about like production. Like people think like production is like banging on keys and stuff like that all day and like being on the MPC. Dr. Dre ain't produced like that like in probably like 10 years. Like I don't think he even touch a key, bruh. Yeah. He got a orchestra with it. Yeah. So.
And I don't think he doesn't do anything himself.
Yeah, so sometimes production is like literally when you like you got to step out of the like thought that you would think in the forefront with it and think deeper. Like production is producing. It's literally producing a product, producing something, a sound. So you can produce and be like, "Yo, maybe you should use A instead of B." You know, it could be a suggestion, you know, so like I don't know how much or what Dr. Dre produced, but I don't think it was something that he had major influence on. It was probably more like a, let's say like a liaison, someone who contributes and gives ideas.
He executive produced it.
That's what I feel like. Like Kendrick's, he producing it, you know what I'm saying? Like you could tell he got his hand in it and has a lot more influence like on that because he probably sees the upside to it a little bit more. And he gonna do his numbers. He gonna do what he does, but he not gonna break past what he's already been doing, especially in this era.
Right.
Lyrically, he the man, bro. Like, he's good. As long as he not, like, talking about, like, Triumph the Insult Dog. You know what I'm saying? Like, right. Stay away from that. But, nah, definitely legend.
Yeah. He came at a bunch of people on this album.
Yeah, I heard about that.
He came at Drake, Tyler the Creator, Earl Sweatshirt, Lil Pump, Lil Xan, Machine Gun Kelly, Joe Budden, Charlamagne, Vince Staples, Lord Jamar, and DJ Academic.
Oh shit, I might actually have to hear this. He's actually getting at black people. Never thought I would see the day where he actually wants to rap battle blacks. Yeah. That's what's up, man.
Because before it was Christina Aguilera.
Yeah, bro. Like, come on. Like,
I
want to see what you got for real, bro. Yeah. Like, nah, but M would eat a nigga alive, bro.
Yeah. If he eat all of them alive, I think. Yeah. Joe Budden could give him some work.
But he retired.
He retired, so.
Yo, me and Joe Budden have the same birthday. We would. We would. That's funny, bro.
Always on to something new.
Always, yo. Always. That's my guy, yo. Yeah. Forget Boy Strip. I want to be on his podcast. Yeah. It's like, yeah. Nah, yo.
Nah, but his
nah, podcast. His shit is, yo.
I listen to his podcast.
Yeah, man. I be listening. I be taking notes, bro. It's really good. Like,
yeah.
Happy birthday to you, Joe. Like, you're funny, man. Definitely, like, he's an inspiration, I feel, for, like, musicians that want to transition into, like, something else. Like,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. We're in an era where you could make money talking about stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's wild to me, yo. Yeah. That's awesome. Like, I love talking about stuff. I can do this all day.
On your own, too, because I remember 2004, he was on the Hot 97 morning show.
Yeah.
And he was a great co-host.
Yeah.
But he said that the label took him off because back then they were like, that's overexposure. You don't want people to see you all the time. You want like a mystique where you know, like a J. Cole type shit. That was like the model back then. But now with the podcast, he just started his own shit and it's good.
Yeah. Yeah. Because like, yeah. I feel like, yo, freaking Donald Trump is our president.
Yeah.
You can literally do whatever you want. Yeah, like, yeah. I'm so serious, bro. Yeah. You can do whatever, yo.
Yeah.
All these harebrained schemes, go for it, man. It's, all they could say is no.
It's true.
And even if they say no, someone out there is going to say yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's true. Yeah.
Word up.
Speaking of records and shit,
yeah,
I know you're a, or at least at one point you were, maybe you still are, a big Kanye West fan.
Yeah.
Still a big Kanye West fan?
I'm a fan of his music. I haven't heard as much lately, but he's wildin'.
Yeah, did you, I was going to ask if you heard the apology.
The new interview.
Yeah.
He's a good actor, man. At this point, like, I think
you saw him crying though, right?
He's a good actor, man. Yeah. At this point, I think to be a great artist, like all the best rappers, all the best artists are great actors, and he's definitely there. He's a brand at this point, so he's doing what Eminem was doing all the years ago with all the like publicity stunts. VMAs, a nigga coming down from the heavens to put his ass in his face. You know what I'm saying? That's Kanye got ass in his face right now. That's pretty much what's going on. Like, he just kind of like grasping for straws, but not really realizing that we just want the music and that the era of Kanye being famous just for his music as like being a household name, that's kind of like over.
Yeah.
Like, these kids are too young. They like the young. Younger crowd, the little Uzis, the motherfuckers, I don't know all their names, but
Yachty.
But Takashi, you know, Takashi, like them kind of dudes. He just not comfortable with himself, you know, and he a Gemini too. Gemini's are weird. They be on some weirdo ish. But
It used to just be the music. Like he didn't have all the he always had antics. He always was arrogant. He was even when he was making good music, he was interrupting people on stage and all
the,
of that.
The rants.
Yeah, the rants. He always been like that. But now it's like it's in overdrive. Like he married Kim Kardashian. And when you marry Kim Kardashian, it's not really about her and falling in love with her.
You're marrying the family.
You're marrying fame.
Yeah.
Like you're like, I want fame and celebrity. This is what I want, where I want to be. And it's like I feel like he's a transcendent artist. He could still make good music now.
Yeah.
Could have us. I mean, the beats on his last album, they were good. The production was good. The lyrics, though, like he...
I miss me with that shit.
the thing
about it is, like, he's definitely a transcendent artist. He's the artist of our generation, for sure. But he's not... He keep comparing himself to Michael Jackson and Prince. And it's
bro,
at the end of the day, when Mike and Prince walked in the room, you knew you were fucking seeing a super-duper star.
Yeah. Yeah.
Bitches and niggas were fainting at Michael Jackson concerts. Like, like that style of fainting. You know what I'm saying? Not, I love that sound. But, you know, Kanye don't have that ability. Like, his music has that ability to move people.
Yeah.
But if he walks in a room, he's Kanye West. Yeah. If he starts talking, he talk like this. He got a little nasally voice. Like, yeah. That's not, you're not really like a superstar in your presence. And he wants to be very bad, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
So that's what's going on right now. He trying to be national. He trying to be McDonald's and Coke. But you not. You yeah. know what I'm saying? I mean, everybody's not.
It's all right to be Quincy Jones.
That's, yeah. Yo, wonderful to be producer. Quincy Jones, you're yeah. probably the best producer of all modern times, yeah, yo. Yeah. Like, come yeah. on, yo. I would love to be that.
Yeah.
So that's another thing I'd be thinking about, too. Like, do I want to be famous, and how? What kind of famous do I want to be? Yeah. Do I want to be famous for my work or my antics?
Yeah.
You know, like, yeah. you have to, there's a fork in the road with everything.
A little
like,
bit of both.
Yeah, definitely to have that balance is the yeah. way. But I think ultimately you always want to be known for your work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Your
yeah.
work is everything. Because your antics, especially nowadays with social media, everything going on, one wrong everything. Antic can eliminate that.
Yeah.
Are people talking about Usher right now?
No.
Man.
Not positively.
Yeah, you're
no.
right.
You cannot listen to an Usher song
yeah.
without thinking, you know.
Yeah. Which, yo, I don't hear shit anymore. Like, even on the radio for sure, but even just yeah. like passively, I don't hear shit.
How you gonna hear "Let It Burn" right now, bro?
Nah, yeah, nah.
Them antics, you better.
Especially if he was lying to people, man.
You know, yeah, like, them antics, bro. Yeah. You gotta watch yourself. Like, yeah. just stop. Don't chase the fame. Like, just be comfortable that people are gonna know you how they know you for whatever.
Yeah.
Everybody, not Mike. Mike is literally like, yo, Mike is the most famous person next to Jesus.
Yeah.
I think legitimately. Michael everybody Jackson. Knows Michael Jackson.
I think nowadays, in today's climate, there's so the labels are less powerful. There's so many options out there. So much music with the internet. I don't think you could get to that level of fame nowadays.
No way.
Because then it was like the label had 50 people. Major labels had 50 big acts. That mm-hmm. was the 50. You had to crack that and get it. You couldn't get on by yourself. But now there's so much content. I don't think we'll have anything close outlets, to that. Yeah. Like, Beyonce would probably be, if she was in a different era, she would be up
closest.
There.
Yeah, she's
if she, yeah, but in this era, she can't.
Because you know what? You mentioned Beyonce once. She a Virgo, too.
Shout out to Virgo.
Shout out. Yeah. Virgo yeah. season.
Virgo season.
Nah, this is also a business built on perception, you know, and back in the day, the labels controlled the perception, and we had radio that controlled the perception and who we listened to, but yeah. now we, the listener, controls the perception, mm-hmm. in a sense. Like, you can make the moves, but it's up to us to be like, oh, nah, we fuck with Tekashi and his trolling. Or, nah, he a troll. Get the fuck out of here, nigga.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's literally, this is all Twitter. This is all Instagram. Yeah. This is all being controlled by that kind of stuff. Like, to the point that people allow themselves to be controlled by that now. Like, we feeding the monster every day at social media.
Yeah.
Which is them antics. You know what I'm saying? Like, so it's like, how do we get back? How do we make people look at music and look at that kind of stuff as, like, the antics, mm-hmm. you know, like, make it interesting, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know how, but I'm sure somebody's going to figure it out.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. I hope so. Yeah.
Because it's getting brutal.
It
brutal
is.
On these streets. Like,
yeah.
When I hear colors, when yeah. you're rapping, like, I could hear Tekashi's hair color and shit. That's not cool,
I
man.
I can't get down with his music.
Nah.
Man. It doesn't, it's,
I mean, you know, here's the thing. Like, his music is okay to me. Like, I get it. I get it. But the thing I like about him is his branding. His branding's fucking incredible.
Oh, yeah.
I go back to that.
Great.
Like,
yeah.
he's good, man. Tekashi's
yeah.
basically a parody of rap music.
Yeah.
So that's why I'm like, I can't really hate on him
yeah.
without hating on, what's old buddy that made all the parody songs, the white guy. Just eat it.
Oh,
Weird Al.
You can, yeah. Y'all gonna hate on Weird Al for
yeah.
his parody songs and what he does? Like, you gotta look at these people for what they are. You
yeah.
know what I'm saying? That's why niggas hate Drake, because the perception of him is weird. Like, it's everybody's crowning him, but we know he's not the king.
No,
it's yeah. very weird. Like, the real people know he's not what he says he is.
Yeah.
So it's like, it's that got that
him, yeah.
it's
yeah.
got that LeBron effect, you know
people
what I'm saying?
People learned that he didn't write his stuff. That really had a big, because people, the discussion was like with him and J. Cole and
yeah.
Kendrick
take
and
him
those
out.
Type of people. It just took them right out. It put them over there with like between them and like Justin Timberlake type of characters.
And then the game got worse when Pusha was getting at Drake.
Yeah.
Because Drake wasn't responding, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
And the thing that really messed it up, and it has that LeBron stan effect, yeah. Where it's like, it's not LeBron, it's really the fans, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, it's really the fans, and then now we have to hate LeBron,
yeah,
to counteract that, fan, like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah.
You can say that, yeah.
So
yeah.
When Push was getting at Drake, yeah. Niggas is like, he gotta say something,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's rap, bro. Like, you gotta get back at him, man. And Drake ain't say nothing, and then the Drake stans were like, "Why he gotta say something?"
Yeah, he gotta say it, but it was the same ones that were like, "Yo, he's gonna drop some shit, and he's gonna ruin his career, and he dropped nothing,
and he did not."
And then everybody was like, "Nah, that was a smart business move." Like,
nah, nigga, you a fan of rap or are you a fan of the rap business?
Yeah,
that's what I say to people like that. Like, do you want to hear good music or like hear good money? Because you ain't hearing none of that. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, I want to hear the good shit. I want to hear the righteous stuff. That's why, like, I'm doubly sad that X passed away. You know what I'm saying? Because
were you a fan of his music?
When he was alive, I didn't really listen to it because I don't listen to music like that right now.
Okay.
Because I'm not doing it as much, so I don't want to have that influence or that urge to do it, yeah. So I kind of stay away from it, but
yeah.
I did hear a lot of his stuff after he passed and a lot of like just interviews.
Yeah.
This guy was just like me, like younger, obviously, but y'all know me, you know what I'm saying? Like how open I am and like, you know, genuine I am with like my message and stuff like that.
Yeah.
He was very, very similar to me. Even like his concept for music and the way he approaches it is I feel like a kindred spirit there.
Yeah.
So, you know, he was like the anti-Drake, you know, so when he passed it was like, damn, you know, that was like the guy that could have possibly bit into Drake's wave and changed the course a little bit, you know.
So, I was a fan of his music.
He's
his
amazing.
Music was extremely genuine. See, the first thing I knew about it, that's about the antics again. I knew his antics before I knew his music. So I was like,
yeah.
I'm
not. That's why I didn't really listen to the music. Yeah. Yeah.
And then I started listening to his music, and I was like, yo,
incredible.
I was like, yo, this it's moving. He makes stuff that will move you. And how many rappers nowadays that are. Popular now will move you with a song. The like reason, Drake can't even move me. He'll make a good song, but it's not gonna move me.
The reason why X move you is because he literally made music from his soul. He didn't make like songs about stuff going on, about trendy things. He's like literally like sad. He made a song called Sad.
Yeah.
And he was like very like broad with it, so you're not exactly knowing what he's mentioning, but you feel that, you know what I'm saying? Because he's expressing, he's using poetry more so than bars, if that makes sense. Like, and when I heard him after he passed, it was like I got re-inspired to start doing music again or start writing again because it was like, oh man, hearing his stuff was like, man, those feelings are like things that I felt but was always too scared to express to people because they wouldn't understand or I wasn't ready to express it. But hearing it, it's like, I'm ready now, you know? So that's why I'm like, yeah, I don't want to talk about the stuff that I got coming after that because it's like, it's going to be so different than the things that you've heard, you know what I'm saying? Completely different, way better, very pure, genuine. Like, I'm ready to be that guy now, like, to definitely be a rock star and not just a rapper rapping about things. Like, I want to express and emote, you know?
Yeah.
That's the good thing about these new artists. Like, we be hating on Tekashi and the X's of the world and all this stuff because they may mumble rap or whatever, but they don't know their actual power, you know what I'm saying? Because, like, we're in a generation where they're not lyrical, but they're expressive, they're emotional.
Mm-hmm.
They can move you with tone, you know? Yeah. That's something that we wasn't doing in the 90s. So if we took that and we're like, blend it. Like, X was blending that.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's why we was like, oh yeah, this is possibly the guy. You know, like, these kids nowadays, they just don't know their power. Like, when they be making these dances and stuff like that, them shits be like African tribal dances that they be doing, and it's like, yo bro, if y'all all came together, should be some crazy haka going on, man. Like,
that's one of the things I know back in like 2003, 2004, 2005, Joe Budden's music used to touch me because he was one of the first ones to do that, to make vulnerable music. Mood like music. Yeah, mood like, music. Like, yeah, like mood music. Mm-hmm. Like the mood music, I think, was a trendsetter. I think it influenced Drake and all these people 100, who brought it out. Like, 100, mood music, bro. Was like, only one
he was
doing
the
that.
First guy really talking about shit. Yeah. Like, he's going through some shit. Not no bitches, not no money. Like, nah, depression.
Yeah.
I'm bipolar. Like, yo, he was putting himself out there, yo. Like, and that... I respect artists like that.
Yeah.
Forget the money, forget the ways. Do you like music or not?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Word, bro.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hmm. Joe, definitely. He's, man. He's can we call him like a legend? Is he like a legend yet?
I think now that he's moving over to media and they got the Spotify deal and stuff, I think he'll be a legend in hip hop the way like a dude who like a Bill Walton type dude.
Okay.
Had one little short career, little championship, but then move over to media and maybe does some coaching.
Have two so you go careers. Over, yeah, that's a good things. Ass analogy right there.
The Bill Walton.
That's spot on. I feel Joe like you Budden thought of that.
Nah,
you
man,
thought
of that. I had to thought of that, but yeah, that, like
was
that
good.
Type of dude.
Yeah,
like,
man.
You can move around within hip hop, within the culture, and affect it in different ways.
Word.
So, yeah.
Yo, Joe reminds me of this guy. I know that shit funny, like that's another reason why he's so funny to me, because he just reminds me of people we know.
Yeah.
Maybe it's because he's from Jersey, and like, damn, is that a thing? Like, do we have like are we like, you know how people could be like nationalists?
Are we Jerseyists?
Are we Jerseyists?
Yeah. It might be.
I am.
I'm definitely a central.
I hear someone from Jersey. I'm like, oh, Scissor's from Jersey? All right.
Yeah.
I'm going to check it out.
Oh, yeah, damn. Yeah. We're Jerseyists. Yeah. I am a central North Jerseyist, to be specific.
Yeah, no, I don't play
that
South Jersey.
Yeah, I don't fuck with South Jersey. Nah. That might as well be Philly. I love Philly, but
that's Philly.
They're like off-brand Philly, though, because Philly, you know what I mean? You go to Philly, like Philly. Like Hammond, wait,
nigga, y'all just got Wawa, bro. That's not Philly.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Y'all not on this John, bro.
Yeah. Yeah,
you know,
super fast.
Super fast.
Yeah, right, nah, Jersey.
Like, I went to a McDonald's in Trenton, and they handed me a coupon book, and it was sponsored by the Philadelphia Eagles.
Huh?
So I'm just like, you're not Jersey.
You know
like,
wait, you that much of a Giants fan, you're going to throw away coupons?
Well, first and foremost, I'm not a Giants fan.
Jets. Sorry. You that much of a Jets fan?
That had nothing to do with it. I just figured as a New Jersey town, like you're going to either support the Giants or the Jets. For you to come out with
the
Philadelphia Eagles coupon book.
That's Eagles
book,
territory. Like, Trenton is Eagles, man.
They be trying to play Jersey, though. Like, because I went to WrestleMania, like, a few years ago, and it was definitely at the Izod Center.
Yeah.
And they promoted that shit, like, New York / New Jersey.
That's how they
fuck
do it
y'all.
With the fucking teams. Like, both football teams play in New Jersey.
Nah, they're the New Jersey Giants, yo. Stop playing with me, yo.
Yeah.
Stop playing.
Can't one of them get Jersey?
That's what I'm saying.
Can't one
of them? Not the Jets.
They play in New Jersey. Wait.
That's the wrong shade of green.
Hold up.
Wait.
I felt some shots in that one.
For real though.
It's just a little tension going on between Kroger and Argyle.
But can't they put like the shape of New Jersey on a helmet somewhere? Just
the
Jersey.
Outline.
The outline. Like
we'll accept that.
Right there in the back of the helmet. I would like
man.
That.
Forget that.
Disrespectful.
Can we like annex ourselves at this point? Because
Jersey
from just America,
we just
could be our own country.
I'm about to say you want to join New York?
Hell nah. They should join at this point. New York should join us.
Yeah.
All right, put my foot down.
Yeah,
we're the ones running this place. Okay.
Facts. Yeah.
You know, you guys get all the glory. You got Soho. You got the Village. You got this and that. We out here in these streets. All right, we gutter with it. We got industry. We got gardens. We got city life. We got all that stuff.
Holler,
you know what I'm saying? Like we run the gamut.
We could pick apples.
You know what I'm saying? We picking apples in a few weeks, bro. Yeah.
Word.
Yeah. Y'all ain't got trees.
Garden State.
Fuck with us. Nah, yo, Jersey people, we're jerks, man. Like, whenever I go anywhere else, like, literally. I think I'm pretty cool for being from Jersey. Like, I'm pretty chill. But, like, I go to NC, they instantly know.
Bro, that Southern hospitality is some,
crazy.
Some different shit.
Yeah,
but,
man.
Yeah, they'll know that you're not from there.
Nah, they be knowing I'm from Jersey, too. Yeah. They'll be like, how? Do we have an accent?
We don't. We definitely okay. don't. What, well, accent? If you're, yeah. Okay, I certain, think certain parts yeah. certain parts have accents, but yeah, when I went to school, it's a whole different ballgame. Like, strangers just coming up to you, talking to you like you've been friends
for years. Yeah, man, that fucks with me. Even the Midwest is like that. Sometimes even more than the South. You go to Cleveland, people talk to you on the street. They ask you where you're from. They look at your food and say it looks tasty and stuff.
Like, I feel like in the Midwest. I feel
like someone moving on. Like, if someone started talking to me, I'm like, oh, shit.
I feel like they like that in certain parts of the Midwest because they probably ain't seen black people. They just be fucking amazed, yo. Like, let me touch your hair. No.
Their stereotype of black people is LeBron James.
And yeah. Like, the bigger than life. Like, oh. Yeah. Be like, that's why I want to go to, like, China or Japan. And, like, just be me, kind of, because I look like a bunch of different people. Yeah. So I want to see what I'm going to get. Like, what celebrity am I going to be today? You know? It's going to be nice. Shout out to Japan.
But I was looking up an article because Newark was voted the world's most unfriendly city. And, I mean, we right around Newark. That indicts the whole area to me.
Yeah.
Unfriendly city in the world. So, I mean, that's North Jersey. Damn. But also, some of it isn't just personalities. It's like extreme traffic, poor signage. Oh, we know the signage is poor in Jersey. Like, and the roads are shitty. Like,
We have the shittiest roads.
Especially in Plainfield, man.
Wow. Howie, right next to Fanwood, Scott. We're surrounded by all the, like, pristine towns, and it's just like this. Shit.
Yeah. When I used to cycle a lot, you leave Plainfield, the roads are, I mean, it's Jersey, the roads aren't that good, but you get back into Plainfield as soon as you cross, you know. You
gotta get a new tire now. Like, come on, bro. This is a line bike. I can't afford this. Shit. Yeah. Do people still be using line bikes like that?
I feel like they use them less now. I don't really see no one on them.
The wave is over, yo.
Yeah. I don't know in New York, it's like $1,000 per bike that they got to invest because it has all the technology on it. And they put out their stats on how people rode. I remember, like, in the first couple months, they were announcing there wasn't that many rides. I don't know
how they're going to get that money back, man. Yo, how are we going to get these line bikes off the streets?
Yeah.
We got to, like...
Use them. I use it for the novelty. And I'm not using this anymore.
Yo, they're going to have to put 1,000 quarters in the line bikes to get them back to the original station. Yo, like, you got to get all the workers to come to Plainfield to ride them back.
That's the shit, though. They keep putting more out. I don't understand. And there's not even the demand for it. Like,
now, if they get the... All right, so some places, line bike has the electric scooters. If they get that, I'm using those. Lit,
yo. My brother rode one of those in Charlotte. He said it was lit.
They got them in D.C., man. They be zipping by, but the thing is...
D.C., it's probably fun as hell with them shits.
Damn. But the bikes are overpriced. I know the scooters are more, but it's electric scooter. It's kind of worth it. But the bike, it's $1 per ride.
How long do you ride?
You get it for up to a half an hour. But like $1, so say you use it 3 times a day.
Yeah.
And then you use it another day. The whole week, you $15. The month, like... It starts to add up. You get yourself a cheap bike. Used bike for like, you know what I mean?
You better be pedaling fast and shit.
Yeah. Like. And they got a monthly program, monthly plan. You get 100 rides in a month, but it's $30.
Are you serious?
It's $30 a month.
Line bike has $300.
I might as well spend $300 on a bike.
Yeah, like, there's no need to do that.
They got a monthly program. They got a monthly plan. This.
Yeah.
I don't know. We took it too far, bro.
Yeah. I think they thought this was going to be bigger than this.
It's over, yo. They had that little run in the summer. Niggas was lit. Then I saw a meme with a line bike with no wheels on it. I saw a meme with a line bike with no wheels. Yeah, and that shit said only in plane. I was like, yo.
You sent me that.
That's great. Good stuff. Weird up.
Yeah.
Gotta love good old Plainfield, man. Even though I don't.
I have days where I'm good on Plainfield. And then I have other days where I feel very... attached
to Plainfield. Like, if I was outside of Plainfield and I saw all the fuckery happening, I'd be like, Plainfield, bro. Yeah. That shit be happening right outside my door. Like, nah, this shit ain't cool, man.
Yeah.
I remember going to New Brunswick, like, going to Rutgers, and there would be kids that grew up in New Brunswick asking me where I'm from, and I would say I'm from Plainfield, and they'd be like, where's that?
Oh, man.
I'm like, New Brunswick? Damn. Yeah, I'm like, that's it. It's like, what, 15, 20 minutes from New Brunswick? You guys really don't know where that is?
I feel like it's a disconnect with those type of Central Jersey type places, Middlesex County and here, because you go to Newark in Jersey City, people know Plainfield.
Yeah, everybody knows Plainfield.
But you go down there, and it's like, they don't really know. I don't know.
They set that stuff up. That kind of stuff is set up through highway systems. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Highways.
That's right.
They disconnect you from, you know, like poor areas are disconnected from the rich areas.
Yeah.
And it's not a highway per se here, but it's, you have 22. Like, that's
we on 22. People along 22 created for.
They don't have to come into Plainfield.
Them, they go up Route 1 to get up to.
Yeah, around it.
Really, yeah.
Newark. You know, obviously you don't have to come into Plainfield, but come on, bro, it's
and Plainfield. Most people in Plainfield, like, half the people in Plainfield, their parents from Newark, Jersey.
That's like, what like, I'm saying. Yeah. So people already presently, like previously, knew about it. Yeah. So it's not like a stretch. These Westfield dudes, these like Middlesex people, was like, what would they have if they came to Plainfield? We'd be like, what are you doing here, man?
If they went past a certain place on South Avenue, then it's like, yo, what are you doing here?
Yeah. South Avenue.
You talking about down at the coffee box?
They're in their heads. That makes a lot of sense.
After like Walgreens and the Shell gas stations, like you remember when Papa Yui, like you went too far. I don't think you know where you're going right now.
You better make a left into Sleepy Hollow.
Yeah,
get out while you can.
Yeah.
I wasn't. I think it was too like hot and muggy for people to like. Be that dangerous this summer, so that was a little reprieve. Like it was a little action in the beginning, you know, but it was light summer.
It was compared to previous summers, it was pretty light.
Niggas be going off.
Still 20 days left though.
Oh,
it's still summer,
there's still an opportunity.
Damn, yo, and the weather about to break. These niggas is like, he about to go to school. We gotta get popping real quick. Show them what it is.
They're probably like, yo, this summer was. Whack as fuck. We gotta get a pop in the last 20 days of summer. We need to make some fucking headlines.
Like, yeah. Give these school children something to look forward to next year.
Yeah. Man. So they have some fucking stories.
Yeah.
Damn, that's terrible.
Just turned into a really dark place.
Yeah.
Boys Trip just turned down the dark alley that she didn't want to be on. Earl, please. Only Plainfield has know about that.
Facts. Yeah.